This is a statement from Leonard Peltier that has been in prison for over 36 years. He says, "Greetings. From inside a prison cell, I call out to you. Hello to Mumia Abu-Jamal supporters. Hello to Troy Davis supporters. Hello to Occupy Oakland. Hello to my own supporters. Hello to everyone else whose conscience compelled you to gather here today. I'm so thankful this country and the world still has people who look beyond their own lives and their own conditions to remember others who, for different lives and their own conditions, for different reasons, have become victims of a deeply flawed justice system."
You're awesome for having on the stage.
I believe whenever people gather together with an interest of the common good of all men in their hearts,
right,
that is a sacred gathering and pleases the Creator. For what man is a man and what woman is a woman who does not try to make the world a better place? Today, in the shadow of San Quentin, the belly of the beast housing 700 men the state wants to kill, you come together to speak of injustice and reform. While they will not come out and say it, I have been given a life sentence for a crime I did not commit. I defended my people from a government waging war on defenseless elders and traditional believers. Many friends of mine died in that war, and because two FBI agents also died, I have been in jail for 36 years. I have been held despite evidence that the government withheld and manipulated evidence, coerced witnesses, and did all they could to keep me from proving my innocence. I have been held longer than their own laws say I should be, all because I am a symbol and a reminder of what they will do to anyone who stands up against their authority. But all this shows is that they only have violent access to authority. They do not have righteousness or decency or even legality on their side. Throughout history, all such systems that ignore justice and rights to rule by force eventually fell. We have seen that minorities are incarcerated far more and for far longer periods of time than Caucasians. We further know that minorities receive the death sentence in far greater numbers. We know poor people get convicted and serve longer than those with money and influence. Even if you support a death penalty, these facts alone indicate that we must have a moratorium on executions until we can rectify these issues. It's the only reasonable alternative to continuing a racist and biased system. I believe a civilized country does not commit murder. Murder is not justice, no matter the crime or situation. Justice is all parties agreeing on a suitable outcome. Murder does not bring closure to anyone or any situation. Murder does not create healing. We know that America has executed innocent people. We further know more innocents will die unless the system is rebuilt from the ground up. It is true that for these working to right these wrongs, it is true that for those working to right these wrongs, the life you save may be your own.
Right.
And so, my friends, I ask you to look around. Look at your friends and family and allies. Appreciate them and support one another. For in doing so, you support myself, Mumia, and so many others wrongly serving time. Know that I am with you and appreciate your efforts. Know that I am in the water that refreshes you, in the food that nourishes you, and in the air that sustains you.
Right.
We cannot lock justice within walls or bars. Justice surges through all of us and unites us. Justice has done more to further the advance of mankind's endeavors than any gun or weapon. Thank you for your belief in justice. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your love. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. Thank you. Mitakuyase, we are all related.